This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, I'm calling about the studio apartment for rent. You said no pets, but my two Great Danes wear diapers. Would that be okay?
Would you rent to them, Mark?
No.
No, no pets. Welcome, thank you for tuning in. Mark Schneidman here, your local realtor, here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Guest today, Dr. Mark Schneep, who holds the, and then we're going to cover a few other things, depending on how long Mark's with us. We have a segment called Motoring with Mark, some interesting caravan open houses I've seen. We have the fourth quarter sales, quarterlies finished for the year. We'll discuss a little bit of that with Mark. We have a new law for landlords effective January 1st, 2011. And a story about condos in Israel, RP's thoughts to ponder. And let's start with that, and then we'll get into our discussion with Dr. Mark Schneep. Dr. Mark Schneep, I've got a great – I actually went to your website and printed up a little bit of an introduction for you. Very impressive. Curriculum Vitae?
Vita.
Vita. Curriculum Vita. Very, very impressive. The course of one's life or career. Vita. But first, number seven of Thoughts to Ponder found on the desk of my good friend R.P. Richards, a guy who, 89 years old, was still thinking about how to be a better communicator and how to be positive. And so we'll read one here, not in any particular order, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and expect only the best. Okay. So how'd you pronounce it? Curriculum what?
Curriculum Vita.
Vita. Vita. Didn't look like that in my dictionary. So he's currently director of the California Economic Forecast. And the website, which I wrote down, it's not in front of me, californiaforecast.com?
That's correct.
Okay, californiaforecast.com. And he prepares forecasts and economic commentary on the regional economies of California. He works with, I hope this is all current, Caltrans, Kaiser Permanente, Southern California Association of Governments, Ventura County, Santa Clarita County, Antelope Valley, Santa Maria Valley, and Orange County as well, San Diego County, Irvine Company in Orange County, John Burns Real Estate Consulting. He was a senior economist to Kathleen Connell, state controller from 99 to 03, and he was the director of the economic forecast at UCSB from 82 to 2000, 18 years. I graduated 81, so I just missed you. You could have been my teacher in a class.
I might have been your teacher.
In fact, you still are, in a sense, my teacher.
Yeah.
We always look to you for good jokes. So welcome back to Radio Real Estate. You hold the distinction of being the first guest ever on Radio Real Estate, November 15th, 1998, and the first guest when I moved times and stations as well a few years back. So welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Well, thank you. I've been on many times. In fact, I consider it my own show now.
You could sub in any time, in fact. So I want to talk to you about a few major things about trends and the and real estate, and you know, when one big question, and also about the median price versus the average price. So start off with, though, trends and tiers or segments of the market. You know, people talk about the entry level and the upper end, and what is the upper end? How high do you have to be? You know, what comes back first? If someone is living in a house that's worth about $3 million today, and they could sell it today and buy down to $1 million or so, do they do that today, or do they wait? You know, which comes back first? What is the history?
Who's on first is the entry level, lower level housing, and that's what we see coming back. So we're seeing we saw a lot of inexpensive condo sales come back first, a lot of inexpensive single family residence sales come back last year. So it's the upper end that comes back last normally.
So if you have an upper end house and you if you want to wait for it to come back, and it comes back 10% on $3 million, that's $300,000. But then you've missed out on the bargains in the lower end. But it might would it be worth it? Because if the lower end comes back, $1 million comes back 10% more, it's only $100,000. Well, what would you do if you had a $3 million house?
Ideally, you'd if you wanted to buy down. That's the question.
Correct.
Buy down today and then sell your upper-end house a year from now.
Right.
That's the ideal situation.
Right.
Now,
right.
Many people couldn't do that because they need the proceeds. But ideally, that's what you would do. However, as you're saying, you could simply wait because as you wait, you're just making money for the real estate market to come back.
Right. And in your percentage, you'd still be covered. You know, so you pay a little more later for the entry level, but you hopefully accumulate a little more equity in the upper level.
Hopefully you do. But, you know, it's never a sure thing. You don't know what's going to come back in a year or two. I mean, we do know that prices have stabilized now. They're not going down anymore. But will they go up 10% in a year? That's the big question. We don't think that they'll go up that much. I mean, selected properties and selected locations, sure. Real estate is always a local market. But, you know, there will be some price appreciation as we turn the corner here and move the recovery into an expansionary phase. But don't expect the double-digit appreciation rates that we'd seen 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, I think today people would be happy to hear what you said about prices have stabilized because a lot of people are jumping into the market and picking up, you know, it's like Nordstrom's Rack here in Santa Barbara. And people are jumping in, as you're saying. The entry level has come back and there's been increased number of sales. We finished the year. The fourth quarter wasn't a great for the number of sales. I just did the fourth quarter stats for a single family only and just through MLS. So I didn't look at the condos. Do you, off the top of your head, look at the fourth quarter condos and how they ended up?
No, I don't remember that. So I can't comment right now. But they weren't atrocious.
But numbers-wise, we did better from 2009 in single-family homes, went from 811 sales in 2009 to 873 sales just through MLS. I don't know, do you sometimes pull court books as well, or do you focus on MLS?
I'll focus on MLS and on other sources, such as DataQuick.
Okay. So we had a number increase, you know, 7.5% in the number of sales. Fourth quarter was a little disappointing for me. I saw a nice trend in the second quarter, third quarter. Fourth quarter dropped down a little in the number of sales. Median price, you know, pretty much the same. So you see a stabilization. You see and all right, here's a question. Median price versus average price.
You always ask me this.
I always ask you this. Yes. Here we have documentation from the smartest woman in the world. I don't know if you take advice from women or comments from women, but this is from Ask Marilyn, Marilyn Vasavant. Did I ever read you this?
No. I'm dying to hear it.
Parade Magazine, now finally back at the Sunday Santa Barbara News Press. So this is talking about consensus figures and citing median income instead of average income for people. Why do they cite median income instead of average people? Average income. So I don't know if the same would apply for selling and houses. So I substituted everything for housing instead of median income. So she says median income divides housing sales into two equal groups. So we learned two related facts. The dollar figure itself, and we know that half the houses sold for more and half sold for less. We know exactly what that means. That's the median price. Agree?
Agree.
In contrast, the average figure is the total volume of sales divided by the number of houses sold. So we only learn one fact, the average. But how many houses sold for that amount? All of them, half of them, none of them? All of these answers could be true mathematically. So the median figure gives us a clear snapshot of the houses sold. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So that's why people use that. But we always, sometimes we throw in. Now, if you look at from Carpinteria to Goleta, the South Coast, but you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, and you're comparing 2009 to 2010. Median price went up 2.4%, so about the same. 758 up to 777. Median price about the same. Number of sales went up to 721. Went up 8.6%. So more sales outside of Montecito and Hope Ranch, not too surprising. Bigger percentage, right? Median price went up a little bit, 2.4%. But what do you make of this? That the average price in 2009 was $998,000, call it a million, and it went up 30% to $1,028,000 for 2010. So that tells us that even excluding Montecito and Hope Ranch, that tells us that we're having some higher price homes sell, bringing up the average. Is that
That's right.
fair to say?
That's right.
And that's interesting to know, even though we just admitted that the average is not as telling as the median, but what do you make of this? Is this a headline for the paper? Is this important?
No, I don't think this is a barn-busting headline. I think the two numbers taken together do plot out a story, and the story is that you are selling a little bit more high-end now as the recovery ensues. I mean, it's just more evidence that we are in a recovery. It's very slow, it's very subtle, but it is occurring, and you are getting a few more higher-end homes selling, and you're getting more of the middle homes selling for a little bit higher price. So it's all dragging the average price up. The median price is going up. That's absolutely right. But it's a very slow and frustrating process for many people who were hoping that the real estate market would come back a lot quicker, a lot faster.
But that's unrealistic. I mean, no one ever predicted that, right?
No one has predicted that, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so that's kind of a headline. I think that's kind of a strong – I mean, what else do you point to proving and documenting that the market's coming back? I mean, the numbers –
Well, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. And we've been talking about that for at least a year, year and a half now, that we didn't think there'd be a double-dip recession in real estate. We saw a slow and steady slog upward. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And by the end of this year, it's going to be a lot more convincing than it is now. But your data is showing that things are moving.
Things are moving. And when you say we, you're talking about your forecast project,
right.
What you do. And okay. So talking with Dr. Mark Schneep, economist, California Forecast, californiaforecast.com or mark@forecast.com. He's got a conference coming up at the DoubleTree. On March 3rd, and you can get tickets by going to californiaforecast.com. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you have a question for the doctor is in. Why don't we take a break? This is just so, I'm sweating. It's just so intense here, this just riveting radio. We'll take a break, and we've got more on the agenda for Mark. Remember last time you were here, we recorded the door slamming?
Yes, I did.
We were trying to pretend that you were walking out mad. And the producer at the time, who was running the board, after you left, you slammed the door so loud, and it didn't really impact, we didn't really hear it as well. He looked at me, and I'm live on the radio, and he's looking at me like he wanted to stab me, choke me, kick me, in that order. Any order. He was so angry that I had you slam the door because we have very delicate equipment in here. Do you agree that that was not a good idea, Richard?
Could have brought down the roof.
Load-bearing wall. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 452-2428 if you have a question for the doctor. Stay tuned unless you've got something better to do.